Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Local Habitation, an October Day novel, by Sean A. McGuire, performed by Mary Robinette Kowal. For Amanda and Marav, who helped me find the map when it was missing. 1. June 13th, 2010. And as imagination bodies forth the forms of things unknown, the poet's pen turns them to shapes and gives to airy nothing a local habitation and a name. William Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream. The last train out of San Francisco leaves at midnight. Miss it and you're stuck until morning. That's why I was herding Stacy and Carrie down Market Street at 15 to the witching hour, trying unsuccessfully to avoid wobbling out of my kitten-heeled shoes. After the number of drinks I'd had, my footwear had become my new arch-nemesis. None of us were in any condition to drive, and only Carrie was still walking straight. I blamed her stability on her fey heritage. Pure-blood hob-mother, hob-changeling father, giving her the alcohol tolerance of a man three times her size. No one keeps a house cleaner than a hob, and there's never any dust on the liquor cabinet. Stacy stumbled against me, being little more than a quarter-barrow white. She didn't have Carrie's alcohol tolerance to help her cope with the number of drinks she'd had. I grinned down at her. "Did you tell Mitch you'd be coming home smashed?"
"He'll have it worked out," she said. "I told him we were going out for girl time."
She burst out laughing, taking Carrie with her. Even I couldn't help giggling, and I was trying to stay focused.